Gene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. I'm your host, Gene Hodge. My assistant, Mr. Dukes, he's not with us this evening. And so I am here with my trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. How about you, Gene? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you. Mr. Bobby's the guy that makes the show look good. But for those of you not familiar with the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, we have a couple clips that we're going to play for you. And if you got them, Bobby, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, and so now you have an idea in terms of what this show is about. Today's show is about entrepreneurs that are just beginning. I'm going to give you a couple of tips in terms of how to share your idea with potential investors and give you a couple of tips on ways you can find some money or find some financing. So that's about all I can say at this point in time. And let's see, there's something else that I need to do here. So, Mr. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
Good, but I forgot. We have a special guest that we're going to interview
tonight.
Do
you have one?
Yes. Well, the special guest is you.
Oh.
And so that's my special guest, because I think that under the circumstances, I think that... That's what I can offer you this evening.
Well, that's mighty nice. I appreciate it.
Well, I know you have something to share. I'm not sure if you've shared anything with us.
It looks like we got someone joining us.
Okay, I'm not sure, but alrighty. But anyway, so that's what we're going to be doing. And that's pretty much all I can say this evening.
Except you have another surprise. You have Larry LaBelle on the line.
Oh, I have Larry on the line. Hello, Larry. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Good to hear from you.
Likewise. Always love being on the show.
Well, we're glad to have you this evening. I got some work for you to do this evening, even.
Cool.
But my call-in guest, in a sense, is Larry LaBelle. Larry, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do so I can bring you on to the show as the expert here?
Well, my name is Larry LaBelle. I'm a master resume writer and a job search trainer. And my company is Win a Job Fast. I've been doing this for 24 years.
Okay. Okay, so I know you have some things to say, but we have another special guest that we're going to bring on the show. And I'm going to request a welcome that you're welcome to put your input in, because we're going to be interviewing a entrepreneur that's up and coming, and you're welcome to ask questions, give comments and statements, and all of that sort of stuff. And so that's what I'd like to have you think about right quick. So now, if it's okay with our producer, because
take a break.
Yeah, I think we need to take a break, all and right. Then we'll come back, and then we'll tell you more about the producer. Okay. Anyway, you listen to myself, Gene Hodge, along with Larry LaBelle, and we'll be right back after a word from a sponsor.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Tough, get going, because that's what it takes for, I'm going to say, for all entrepreneurs, if you want to get to where you're going. You're going to have some ups and downs. I'm on the phone here with Larry LaBelle, who is the CEO of Win a Job Fast. And Larry, how you been this evening?
I'm doing great.
Great. Okay. Now, our special guest is, I'm going to try something out tonight with our producer, because he's an inspiring entrepreneur. And so, if it's okay with him, I'm going to ask him to tell us his dream or his vision. And Larry, what I'd like to have you do is think about what's being said, and you'd be more than welcome to ask a couple of questions, as well as offer some solutions or some advice, which is something that I'm going to be doing.
Sure.
As well, and then somewhere in midstream. I know you got some things going on that I want you to tell our audience as well. So we'll allow you some time for that as well. Okay. So, Mr. Bobby.
All right. This, the pitch?
Yes. Thank you for taking time out the time out to be a part of the show instead of being in the background of the show.
Well, okay. Yeah. Thank you, Gene. Well, I appreciate it. But where this all kind of started was I was taking a theater careers class at the very end of my time in the stage management program, about the senior year. And I, I was learning about, independent contractors versus, being W-2 stage managers versus, starting, doing it under a fictitious name or something like that. So I always had an interest in the freelancing aspect of it, but I really just started getting interested in, during that class, I was like, none of these titles really fit me. So I thought, okay, well, yes, a title, you can make up something, but I also want to make up the work that I love with it. So I, a little bit after that, I said, why not just freelance? Why not just try to build a production company? Use all these connections through the radio, through theater, through festivals, through concerts, and put it together and, add just different aspects. Start out freelancing just as a production manager. Then go and, maybe add some rental, some equipment rentals to it. Then go and, maybe get into the staffing portion of it to, master to electric screws and stage hands and things like that. And so then when I broke it all down and said, I can't, it's not viable to do all this in one shot, I decided let's break it down into steps. Let's do what I can do by myself first. Let's see what let's see where I can get some help from there. And then let's, bring on maybe another someone else with an interest as a contractor for a contract, go and work on a project collaboratively. And then, when things get rolling, then maybe acquire some used equipment to start renting. And then replace that as I'm going along and see how those services play out. And so far I'm on stage one, the freelancing portion. But that's so it's definitely a passion driven thing. People are doing similar things to what I'm doing, but this is born out of me not wanting to stick to one. And I've told people that I said I can't stick to one specific title. There is one title that I liked. It's called the director of production, and what that person does is they oversee the continuity of an entire festival, an entire production, an entire season, something where there's multiple productions within some sort of grouping, and they make sure that all the technical aspects are lined up for that entire festival or season. They make sure that they point out other continuity issues among that, making sure that what is being produced will appeal to the audience among that entire season. And a whole host of other, consistency, quality control type things amongst a set of productions.
Okay.
And it's a very big picture looking type role, and I kind of grew fond of that. But that's the nutshell.
Okay.
And I'll wait for the lightning round now.
So where are you in the stage at this point?
The freelancing portion. Worked by myself, one person, working as a, contract of a team. As a contractor with another team.
Right.
So you take a producer, wants to put on a festival. They put together, they have their front of house, their ticketing, their box office people like that. And then I'd be that one in the production supervision type area. I'm in that where I'm still relying on someone else who's overseeing and financing an entire production.
What's your biggest challenge right now?
Actually mentioned it a few shows ago too, but not in this level of detail. The biggest challenge is really the time to travel and see. I need other experiences to get ideas, and I need to. There's a lot going on in the state of Florida, a lot of different types of entertainment, and I haven't seen enough of it, enough variety yet. So I need to be able to get out and get more experiences, because this helps me think of, well, how was that done? How did that idea come, you know, and this is all part of the production management, you know, umbrella. Is I go around, I see different experiences, and then I break them down and see how I can use, or I meet somebody there, or I make the connections there because it intrigues me, and then I learn from them and use it for the gigs that I do.
Okay.
So it's in a more textbook type terminology, I need to do more research.
Okay. Okay.
On experiences.
All right. Okay, Larry, are you there, Larry?
Yes, I am.
Just kind of chime in if you have any questions, because I got a couple of them I'll throw at them. And so now the bottom line is that you've gotten started.
Yes.
Okay.
And without putting it into great detail, many of the steps from previous shows dating back to the start of the Entrepreneur Hour have been completed. So
is that right?
As far as you know. Legal things have been put into place, you know, banking things have been set up, and there are so I don't have a pressing need for help there. But go ahead.
No, I think you mentioned the key thing, time.
Yes,
because it's your thought, your idea, and getting started is part of the challenge. But the amount that you may want to do may consume a lot of time, and you know that there's more that you need to do, and how are you going to be able to do it?
Yes, and let me answer this, and then I'll get back to an observation.
Okay, all right. Larry, are you there? You got any comments for that?
Not yet, but I will.
Okay, all righty. So... But yeah, I'd like to have you just think about that.
Okay, and I'm good. I'll get back to the observation was that I lost it. I'll get back to that. But go ahead with your next question.
We were talking about the amount of time that you begin to recognize that it starts to take up.
I just remembered. Okay.
Yeah.
An observation I made is that you start to, when it's going, I don't want to say flatlining, but when things are, when you've started and it's not really skyrocketing, but it's just creeping up, you wonder if you should, you know, back off, if you should, you know, try another route. And then, but I've just realized this, I'm actually getting to this point where you talk about it, that you use that drive to just keep pushing, keep, you know, keep reincorporating, keep, you know, keep everything status, or keep the things that you've built going, even if it doesn't, even if it seems like you're just paying for, you know, to up your incorporation, up this license, up this membership, up this certification, up this, you know, keep a bank account going and all that. You sometimes do stop and you wonder almost why you keep doing it.
Oh, you're there already.
But you know there's other steps that you have to take to get to make the next giant leap. So you want to keep the groundwork that you've laid going. And I'm saying this as advice: keep the groundwork going, because one day that you're gonna find the edge where you take that leap. And you want to make sure that all that stuff is still there, because all that's going to catch you when you make the next step.
Yeah. So how does it feel knowing that you made that first step?
Oh, it's awesome.
Awesome.
It's the rewarding, you know, the rewarding nature of it comes right away. I mean, it's not this grand gratification of, you know, making, you know, six figures, all this stuff, but it's every little bit is a small pat on the back.
Great. Yeah. I'm just going to say that I would think for myself, if I can remember back when I got started, but having the freedom to choose to do what I want to do, that was the first step.
That's it. It's freedom that you feel. You feel like you're breaking loose of a certain, I don't want to say a system, but of a, of a rigmarole, is that? you're breaking loose of a routine.
Yeah. You decided to join the others that are doing their own thing, and you made some steps. You made some plans, and you started stepping out. And so those steps are going to happen one at a time. You're going to get steps that you never thought of, but the bottom line is you made the first step.
Right. And so, sometimes the next step is another... another form of employment, you know, working for somebody.
Yeah.
But it's, there's, you see something there that's going to help the entrepreneurial endeavor make its next jump.
Yeah, you're...
Even though it's, you're still working for somebody, but that, there's a tool there. There's something that you can utilize to get your dream to the next level.
Right. Having the ability to choose becomes
the
most important thing, because you can choose to do it your way, or you can choose to, to choose something else. That's part of the steps that I think most entrepreneurs must go through, is understanding how do you step out of the routine that you've been in for so many years. And how do you join the club of all the people who say you can do it, and all the naysayers that say you can't or you shouldn't, and all that sort of stuff? And so having the freedom to make that choice, I think that's the right step.
And it's not it doesn't mean that what you've been doing is necessarily bad. It means that it's not, if it's not advancing you to the next stage in your entrepreneurial plan, then you may have to leave that specific thing behind.
That's a great comment, though. From my perspective, it means that, to me, that sometimes you want to make a step, but there's another step that you got to make in between there that you didn't recognize in the first place.
Yes.
That's the advantage to starting looking at all the little pieces. The other way to look at it, though, is that you begin to gain experience that will help you setting that foundation, because the experience is what's going to carry you to the next experience and the next experience and the next experience.
And I guess a good example, that describes the path exactly, because what was happening is I realized that, or let's just take this could be any entrepreneur.
Right.
You realize, okay, you start a plan, you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to work for this person, I'm going to get a loan, I'm going to jump, and I'm going to be totally self-sufficient, break all the strings, and I'm good to go. And then you get to a point where you say, you know, maybe that's not... Maybe going and doing something different that's still working for somebody, it's going to make you money, avoid the loan, but also get you the connections that you need. So to help finance and connect you, it's a bonus, basically. But it's that step that you said that you're going to discover actually is in between.
Yeah, you're going to discover there. There are quite a few more steps in between, but the difference is that you'll be learning. One of the things that me and Larry had mentioned a few weeks ago was was when something becomes different to you, then that's the opportunity to learn what you don't know.
Yes.
And take on that challenge.
Because, and that's the funny thing, is you won't, you may see one new step that you have to take in between. But then, and you think that that's going to be the final step. Just like your original plan, you didn't see that other step in there. And then you're on that next new level, and then you realize that maybe there's two or three more steps that you have to take before you get to the end dream that could take over the course of 10 to 15 years. It could take a year. You could advance through all those steps. Could take 10 to 15 years. You could go through, you could find many other jobs that get you to the point.
Now you got it. You got, you've heard the soul saying, keep your eyes on the prize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. You see it on the horizon, but you don't know what's in between.
Right.
Now there's not just internal things that I've experienced that are happening. You have external things. You have changing economy that makes you, well, I don't know if I want to take that risk that I originally said, you know?
Welcome
that
to leap, the club.
That leap looked good maybe a year ago, but now that leap's looking like something where you might not reach the other side quite. You know, you might slide down a few steps.
Right,
so,
now you innovate.
Something. So you innovate, right.
There you go. Okay.
But you...
Wow.
So you still see... still got your eye on the prize, but now there's external challenges that are coming in. So it's not necessarily... It's not something you didn't realize on the way. These are things that the environment has changed, and you're trying to adapt, as we've said before, to keep your path the same. But, you know, now someone's, you know, pulled a step out from underneath you or something. Or they've, there's no railing on this portion of it to save you on this.
Well, hold that thought because we got to take a short break. But hold on to that thought because I want to add a couple of things that you said. But you're listening to myself and our producer, Mr. Bobby, who has stepped out into the entrepreneurial world, and we're here to help to guide them. But we'll be right back to share a little bit more. Okay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. That's what I want.
I think most entrepreneurs want that, and all those that aren't entrepreneurs, I believe they all want some of that as well. And I'm not ashamed to say I'm trying my best to figure out a way to get some, and that's why I'm here. But you're listening to our producer, Mr. Bobby, who has thoughts of becoming an entrepreneur. He's actually stepped out. He's taken the first step, and I wanted to let him know that he's more than welcome to pick my brain or share his thoughts out there to the world so that we could help to guide him along with many others. So, Mr. Bobby.
Well, and I had an observation just during the break. You know, we talked about on other shows how when you network, when you talk, when you tell people mm-hmm. your ideas, without giving away the entire, you know, the whole formula, when you talk about your idea to other people, you make realizations. I've made realizations just through this conversation with
really
on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So this is proof that when you need to share your ideas with other people, you need to ask their opinions, you need to ask about their experiences, because that's how you can't stand back and look back at what you've already done or look forward to what you have to do. If
mm-hmm.
sometimes from where you're standing, you can't see it until you.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, you mm-hmm. look at this. I almost look at this like we're actually standing in the mountains, and somebody's made it here, and somebody's still down there, and somebody's made it to the peak of the mountain, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do that, if you can visualize it, then you can see where you've been, what kind of obstacles you've had to, overcome to get there.
Yeah. Now, I'm just going to throw this in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's possible that the mountain that you might see that you need to get over, once you get to the top of that mountain, you find that there's a mountain behind that you couldn't see until you got to that.
Exactly.
And still another mountain.
Right.
And the difference is whether you are willing to take on the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. Second thing, you just brought up something about networking, but in reality, you're never alone, unless you think you're alone, because there's so many entrepreneurs out there that want to help you get where you're trying to go, because it's your vision, it's not theirs, it's yours, but. Entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Even those that aren't entrepreneurs, there are lots of advisors out there that will guide you, provided you're open to hear what they have to say. You don't have to do what they say, but being open to hear it, that will start to help to shape you as a listener.
And you have to analyze what your own ability to create your path is, because some people cannot formulate any form of roadmap, so that's when they look to hiring someone who's either a mentor or in business development or something like that.
Oh, you
because
mentioned something.
Maybe
yeah.
you're so good at one particular skill and you may have just can't get it with the administrative side or can't get it with the legal side. Or just can't see the big picture. Just cannot. You have this idea. You never lose sight of it, but you can't see it. So that's where you find the missing links, and you do that through networking a lot of times.
I'm gonna just suggest that you should do that most times, because the more people you network with, the more people know you exist, and they know your thought, your idea, and they know where you're trying to go. And in many cases, I can't speak for you, but in my situation, many will just help you because they want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the process is learning how to help others that are getting started, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you've heard me say this on this show in the past, in my situation, I'll say I'm not giving back anything. When people say you're giving back to your community and stuff like that, I just say I'm not giving back to my community. I'm sharing what's been shared with me. Mm-hmm. Now, in a sense, it's giving back, but it's sharing. Right. It's sharing what's been shared, which means I didn't know it. So now that I do know it, I'm passing it on to help some others know it.
And, you know, giving back, like you said, giving back to your community comes in different forms. It doesn't always, you know, it's not always in the form of physical service and stuff like that. It's in the form of mentoring or sharing the experiences or sharing the advice that somebody has shared with you that has helped you make a big leap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take a jump.
I hope Larry's still there. Larry, you got any thoughts or comments, or are you still there?
Yes, I am. And for me, and I mentioned it before on the show in the past, is do you absolutely believe that you can make you free karma? And one thing that I found years ago that a friend of mine did with me, I was going up to visit him in Cincinnati, and I was in New Hampshire, and he said, well, on the way out, with your tape recorder, every time you catch yourself having a negative thought, record it. And I say, oh, this is ridiculous. I don't have any negative thoughts. Or few and far between. In the first half hour, I had so many negative thoughts popping up, and I just wasn't aware of them. And it was clear I believed in myself. And it, to me, that's going to be the biggest stumbling block. Is you got to watch what's going on in your head, what you're saying to yourself. I can't do this. I'm not smart enough. Whatever. And it's amazing how many negative thoughts people have.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
I can say that from experience too. And if you don't network a lot, or if you don't spend a lot of time sharing these ideas, it seems to me that those negative thoughts, they pile up, and you, because it's you against you, and you're just sitting there saying, oh, no, no. Well, there's nobody saying, when you say, no, I can't do this, or no, I'm not smart enough to do this, or whatever, there's nobody saying, yes, you can on the other end. So you have to try to be that person.
Well, in reality, for me, there's a lot of people saying, yes, you can. So you, for me, I think for most entrepreneurs, your enemy is yourself.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. When it's you against you, there's not always somebody there to say you can do it like there is when you share your ideas and
you
say,
right,
I don't think I can do this stuff. And then somebody says either, yes, you can, or, well, maybe you can't, but I know someone who can.
Yeah. I just came out of a training session over the weekend, and I've heard it many times before, but there's a little voice inside of you that always talks to you and tells you what to do.
Funny
and
little thing.
Right, sometimes you got to learn to tell the voice to shut up and tell the voice, this is what I'm going to do, and you follow along.
You really do.
Yeah. So I mean, but those thoughts are normal. You should have those. And if you don't have them, there's something missing, because it's those thoughts that I believe challenge you to do what you didn't know you could do in the first place. Mm-hmm. We might know you can do it, but you don't know.
Right.
But I think that affects so many entrepreneurs, and doesn't matter what level. I think the more you grow, the more you'll have those challenges that either you decide to take on or you don't. So, yeah. But that's what I think. But our time is flying by too fast, because I got more questions to ask you. But it's time that we take a short break. You listen to myself along with our producer, Mr. Bobby, and Larry LaBelle, helping the entrepreneur to be the entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tampa Bay. Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the TAN Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Stopping now. You've gotten started, you're on the move, don't let nothing stop you. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to have many obstacles, but don't let nothing stop you because you must keep on the move. I'm talking to our producer tonight, Mr. Bobby, who is thinking or either has become an entrepreneur and sharing his thoughts. And on the other line, I have Larry the Bell. Larry is the CEO of Win a Job Fast, and he's observing. And you still there, Larry?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Anyway, so Mr. Bobby, I got a question for you that I thought about.
Go for it.
During the break, can you share an experience that you've already had by stepping out that you did not anticipate, but you learned something from it?
Yes, I. Well, right after moving up a few counties north from here, I made a brand new connection with producer in a more of a country music type festival. Something I'd never done anywhere remotely in my life. Yeah, like the music and everything. Just never worked on one of those types of festivals. And but this was less of a, you know, in the past I'd done more arts festivals where there was a venue, and this was the first time building a festival from scratch.
Wow.
Tents, trailers, the whole nine yards. So I was a little hesitant too, because I thought, well, theatrical training, this is hardcore music business now, and it's not, you know, it's different. But I got along well with the producer of it and the promoter, and I decided to go along with it. Did it for about 6 months last in the past year, and from the pre-production stages through the actual run of the festival. And it was just being in a new location and meeting contacts that this didn't even come through contacts that I had originally had. This came through be basically doing solicits. Actually came through the city up there. I just asked, do you have any promoters or producers that could be looking for a stage manager or production manager? They gave me this name. He said long time in the business and semi-retired, and but he's gonna need some help to put this size festival on. And while it had some financial troubles getting off the ground, mm-hmm. the overall festival, to the as far as the audience is concerned, went over superb, just absolutely beautiful. And
great.
I learned that there's nothing wrong with making a brand new connection. There's nothing wrong with trying something that's, you know, nobody in my prior,
mm-hmm.
nobody in school said you could go run this type of festival. Nobody said you could go run a country concert. Nobody said that.
Great.
I just stepped out and did this experience and, or, you know, mm-hmm. went along with this and had learned so much. Did not, you know, I learned what portion of the industry, what knowledge I was still missing.
Mm-hmm.
I learned what I didn't know. It's like when they say you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
I found out what I didn't know and then found out what it was,
mm-hmm.
so to speak.
I used to feel great. Great, great, great.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You're saying the magic thing. You also said something in that conversation about helping somebody else do something.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the best way to help others gets you where you never thought you could go, because your willingness to help others.
Help others to help yourself.
And others,
yes.
will come along and help you as well.
Yes.
Yeah. That you'll discover along the way. So.
And I never amplify the negative, you know, any kind mm-hmm. of negative aspects from the experience, because it does no good.
It's a part of the experience.
It's a part of the experience, right.
Yes.
Because there's nothing that happened that I can't learn how to, mm-hmm. at worst, I learned what not to do.
Right.
From certain portions of that. So there's no reason to dwell on those particular things mm-hmm. and say, well, I wouldn't do that again. You might do it differently.
Great, great. Nick, last question, because I don't want the time to get away from us. If I could help you, WTAN could help you, this show could help you, what types of things do you need at this point that you would be willing to tell us? What other things you'd like to have? If you had an opportunity to go down your wish list, could you tell us a few things that you would wish for that you don't have yet?
It's funny because it's they're not all tangible things necessarily, but I've always been since before college, a firm believer in networking. So any new ideas of how to network and
mm-hmm.
any new groups that people think are worth me finding out about and partaking in. I'm always open to that. It's that kind of boils it. The other thing I need is time, but that's not mm-hmm. something that I can. That's something that I have to create, sort of. So, it's the networking is what's going to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that someone else could do.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I happen to know a couple. I'll share them with you off the air. You never know who knows who that knows who that knows who.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to have you just think about that, because we're all resources to each other, depending on the timing and situation, things like that. So if you're looking to do something in those areas, I have a few contacts that I can pass on to you. I can recommend, I'll put it like that.
And there's certain things, you know, that may go along the social media lines that aren't things that I find to be a priority, but I'd throw mm-hmm. them out there.
but anything is anything. Throw it out there, because you never know who's listening.
That's true.
And since this is this is being recorded, you never know who's going to hear about it.
That is true.
Tomorrow or next day or later on this evening. And about the last thing, how can someone contact you if they wanted to do that? Is that something you want to give out, or?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Station. Okay.
727-434-8350. 727-434-8350.
Okay, and just ask for Bobby. Is that right?
Ask me.
All righty. Okay, you got a website yet?
That's in the works.
Okay, it's in the works. Okay, well, that's great. Okay, but thank you so much for taking the time out to share a little bit with us. I think Larry, if you're still there, you have an announcement that you wanted to make. Is that right, Larry?
What was that again, Gene?
I think you had an announcement that you wanted to announce, or is that?
Tomorrow night from 5:30 to 7:30, a free workshop called "Capturing the Power of LinkedIn." It has 49 points that we're going to cover. It's the most comprehensive course around. And we'd love to have you join us. It's totally free. And if you're interested, you can contact me at Larry Lavelle, LMDELLE 1947, at gmail.com. And I'll send you the Zoom link and passcode to be able to join the session tomorrow night. Starts at 5:30 p.m., goes to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Okay. And tomorrow, Friday, what's the date?
It's the 7th.
April 7th. Okay. All righty.
LinkedIn's important. So vital today.
Yeah, it is.
I highly recommend partaking.
Okay. So anyway, our time is just about up. And I know Larry was there, although he didn't say too much. But Larry, you going to stay around for the next show? Is that possible?
Or
okay, but you're hearing comments from Larry LaBelle and myself, and giving our producer an opportunity to put his thoughts out there to the world.
And I thank you.
And we're more than happy to do that because we should have done it a long time ago. But it's appropriate that we can do it right now and get it done.
Much appreciated.
This way you won't get jealous and say we left you out.
No, I would never do that.
So,
but hey, every experience is different. Every experience is best to be shared, I'd say.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for taking the time out to do that with us, because I know it's kind of on the spur of the moment, but I really appreciate you for sharing and getting it out there, and we're more than happy to have you.
I appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much, because that's the way we want it. So,
and there's Frankie.
Now, it's music, which means our time is up on this Entrepreneur Hour tour. However, stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up, and we're going to deal with the employment side of it. But just like Bobby, I want you all to know that all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, and want to do, you can do it your way. And all I want you to do is go make it happen, because we're looking for you to show up somewhere and go from there. Because you can do it your way. Stay tuned in for the Employment Opportunity Hour.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.